AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Matt, Brett here today. You know, Brett, watching AG Barr go on out there and now accuse the FBI of spying. You remember, he's the head of the Department of Justice. He's accusing his own department of spying on Trump campaign, calling this entire investigation a witch hunt and all this stuff. He's clearly running interference for them. And I want to make sure I point out something. If the Democrats would have put the articles of impeachment on the floor the minute they discovered he lied under oath, that this would not be happening. And the longer that these Democratic leaders just hem and freaking haw and allow him, because they're depending on it. The Republicans are depending on it. That's why they all came out and said, "Will you better hope? I hope you do impeach him. Hope you do. Hope you do." They were trying to scare him. Look, they want us to impeach him. They must not. We better think about this. Get some public opinion polls of what moderate Republicans think. And that is what the Democratic the leadership is. If they would have just, you have AG Barr lying under oath to Congress, impeach him. Impeach him and throw him out. That is your right to do as Congress. And this is, if this was a reverse situation and the Republicans were doing this, not only would the Attorney General would have been gone within 3 days, three freaking days. A Democratic Attorney General, if he had been caught so bold-faced lying to Congress, would have been removed from office within 3 days. I guarantee it. But not only that, but they would also, if they had a Democratic version of the Mueller report against a Democratic president, the question wouldn't be whether that Democratic president was going to be resigning. It'd be when at this point. And yet, I have watched, and I get it. I remember back when they were voting for the leadership, and I had these people like, Nancy Pelosi's the best. She's the best. She's milquetoast. She looks at public opinion polls before she does what's right. This is why I like people like Governor Walz, Governor Dayton, Amy Klobuchar. Why I like, you know, Joe Biden. I like Barack Obama. They did the right thing. They didn't sit there and say, okay, let's get 17 focus groups ready to go and get 150 different bullet points from each one of those, you know, focus groups. And then let's digest that and have a big roundtable symposium on what we really think people want us to do. And then let's ask Republicans what they think and get their input on this, because we shouldn't be putting a stiff arm out there. Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, the longer you guys hem and haw on this. This is a no-brainer. Impeach the Attorney General. He lied under oath. You caught him dead to rights. He is now openly mocking Democrats when he goes up on Capitol Hill. And it's just disturbing. Like when he went up there and says to Nancy Pelosi, he's like, "Do you have handcuffs for me today?" And Nancy Pelosi's response was, "Please don't kick sand in my face again, or else I might start getting mad at you." Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer all need to go. They all need to go. And I get it. We'll give the liberal side of the Democratic Party a platform. They're not going to do what's right. They're going to do what they think gets them elected. And as long as they are more betrothed to campaign donations, to what is best for this country, there is no integrity at the leadership positions of the Democratic Party in Congress, period. And the longer they sit and twiddle their thumbs and say, "Do we or don't we? I mean, sure, he lied, but maybe we should just try to win everybody over with an effective, you know, energy policy. Maybe we should do that. Energy policy, that's a real winner. I don't think we should impeach anyone." Jesus. Dear Lord, I don't know. How can you be screwing this up so badly? I mean, seriously, how can you be screwing this up so badly? You have enough right now to get Trump out of office.
Day one, when they took the House, it shouldn't have just been Barr, whoever else was the AG. Kavanaugh should have been gone on day one when they took over
with the Kavanaugh already being seated and for the length of time he was, I would open up the investigation into the allegations again and actually have a full investigation. But the reality is that Nancy Pelosi, and we saw this with the economic collapse of 2008, and we saw this with the Iraq War. when they took charge, their mentality is, let's leave bygones be bygones and move ahead. And a good chunk of that is that they're afraid that these big corporations that support them won't support them as much if they go after the Republicans. That's their fear. And so they're more concerned about what their own, the big corporate donors are doing, as opposed to what's doing right. And once again, the reason why Democrats look weak is because of crap like this. This milquetoast, weak-kneed, Dashiell Gephardt type of leadership. Like, well, he said they're not going to kick sand in our face after the 15th time. So I think we should trust them that they're not going to do it. The Republicans are depending on the just horrifically inept response by the Democratic leadership. They are banking on it. They are banking on it. And it does not surprise me that the Democratic leadership, the Democratic Party, the brightest signs of the future of the Democratic Party have come at the expense of the current Democratic leadership. At the expense of them. And, you know, the reason why people turn to the Republicans is that even though the Republicans are horrible human beings, and they really are, the Republican politicians are truly horrible. I mean, they're just god-awful people. They're only in it for themselves. They're only, you know, trying to get their either campaign donations or a lobbying gig afterwards. They could give a rat's caboose about their own constituents that voted for them. They're just horrible people, but because they're committed to being horrible people, they look like they have freaking some level of integrity. You know, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these fools are sitting there, you know, well, let's go get another 17 focus groups ready to go and just get their input first. I mean, there our cartoon president, if you've never watched it on Showtime, there was a brilliant sketch they did where it was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer trying to come up with a bumper sticker campaign for them, and they just couldn't do it. And it ends up being this like 500 word long slogan about inclusivity and, you know, open minds and brave hearts and all this stuff. They just can't do it because they are just too damn in love with the sound of their own damn voices. They're so desperate to have their Mr. Smith goes to Washington moment where they can march into the sunset holding their head on high that they are not concerned about actually doing their damn job. And I just don't know. Like I said, today, I mean, Barr is out today saying, yeah, the Mueller report was a witch hunt. It wasn't a witch hunt. First of all, he's clearly hiding what the Mueller report actually says. Second of all, Mueller said that Donald Trump committed, obstruction of justice multiple times. And now we have, you know, Flynn testifying that, oh, yeah, the White House was trying to get in touch with me and Republican members of Congress were trying to get in touch with me to alter my conversations with the Mueller team. That's obstruction of justice. And you have clearly enough campaign connections between the Russians and the Trump campaign and the fact that we know that the Russians were working to try to get Trump elected, that clearly there is a level of collusion that was going on here. But yet, what has every Republican Trump fan now got? Well, the attorney general says it's a witch hunt. And the reason why is that the day that Barr was discovered to have lied, that we found out about the Mueller memos to him, the letters and the phone call with him, where basically he said, you're mischaracterizing what I said. When he went to Congress and said, and someone asked him, "Have you? Do you know what Mueller thinks about your synopsis?" And he said, no, I don't. He was lying. He lied under oath to Congress. Done deal. End of story. Impeach him. Well, we have written a 17-page, strongly worded memo. Me, me, me. Oh, my God. More sand in my face. You know, the Republicans are banking on the Democrats. We're going to reinstall the filibuster because, you know, that's just the way things should run. And they're going to be like, great, stopping everything. And we're going to be like, hey, you guys. Kind of like George McFly in Back to the Future. Hey, Biff, you, get your hand. Oh, my. We're going to be like, hey, you guys. You said you weren't going to stop all of our judicial nominees. We lied. Hey, that's not fair.
That's so going to happen if the Democrats win in 2020 and we have Nancy and Chuck in there.
Oh, God.
Let's put the filibuster back in on nominations.
Guys, I just don't think we have to look into what 26. That was 2016. It's 2021 now. Why should we look into this? We're rehashing old things. I think we move on. I'm sorry. It was disgusting we left the W administration off the hook when it came to the Iraq War. It was disgusting we let all the bankers off the hook when it came to entirely destroying the world's economy in 2008. And here we are with the pillars of our democracy. That's the only thing at stake right now, the pillars of our democracy. And Chuck and Nancy, I mean, they just have got, there are so many characters. And once again, I'm hesitant to do this, but you got to look back through history when evil dictators rise to power. And one of the things that is always there is an opposition party that's weak, it's in disarray, that doesn't know how to basically tie their own shoes. And this is, here we are yet once again with Chuck and Nancy going, you know, I just think, let's get our wagging fingers ready, because that's all we're going to do. We're going to wag our fingers at the president. And I think the American people will trust us and think that we have integrity. I think that's what's going to happen. No, get off your damn asses and do your job. Like I said, if this was a reverse situation and a Mueller report came out indicting a Democratic president, and we knew the information that we knew as of right now, and everything was the same, and the Democratic AG had been caught lying to Congress, the Democratic AG would be gone by now. What was that, a week and a half ago? The Democratic AG would be gone. They would have resigned in disgrace. There would already be an impeachment vote going on in the House. They and the Republicans would get the entire Mueller report revealed, not because they got it snuck to them through secret things. The Democrats would have given it to them. Here's the entire unredacted report. Gee willikers, it's nasty stuff in there. And the Democrats would have walked up to the Democratic president themselves and say, I guess it's time for you to go. And like I said, at this point, after the Mueller report, if this was a Republican version of it, it would not be a question of whether the Democratic president was leaving office. It'd be when. And there would be a fight going on right now on whether or not the vice president in that situation, a Democratic vice president, should be allowed to take over the presidency. Not necessarily because they think they can stop it, because, I mean, the line of secession is pretty clear. But because they're trying to devalue and delegitimize that vice president for the upcoming election. We can't, Nancy Pelosi today, what was the thing I found? I mean, this was just, God, the quote from her that she won't even take a position on contempt, let alone impeachment. She won't, is he in contempt? Is he really, he's not letting us have anything. There's more sand coming my way, isn't there? For God's sakes, that's not leadership. That's just weak-kneed. And like, this is not against any Democratic candidate. There are a lot of great Democratic candidates who are running for the Democratic nomination. But for God's sakes, I would just love every Democratic candidate to release a statement in unison saying, for God's sakes, Nancy and Chuck, get off your asses. Get off your asses and do your job. Because if I'm going to be the president of the United States and I got you, I'm going to guarantee you that unless you get this done and you start doing something in that house, because that was our big savior. Thank God the House is back in our hands. Nancy Pelosi is the greatest secret agent of all time, because she seems far more concerned about what the Republicans want than what is actually right for this country. I guarantee you this. If I was a Democratic nominee for president, and considering how many there are, am I? Has someone filed paperwork? They gave me an NRA membership. Am I running for president now? All right. I would look at Nancy Pelosi and just sort of say, you know, unless you guys get your cabooses in gear and start doing your damn job, I don't want you as my speaker. I don't want you as my Senate majority leader. I want you both gone. And I'll take new blood that's willing to give this a chance. And because this is right now, what you really got is power. And the people that are in power in the Democratic Party in the House and the Senate have spent their lifetime getting up to this point, and they do not want to relinquish it. And they're terrified of doing the right thing because they're afraid that that's what will cost them the power, when they don't realize what's really going to end up costing them. Because no one looks back and with pride on Tom Daschle and Gebhardt. Gebhardt and Daschle were not looked upon as great Democratic leaders. And what will happen to you is you will be looked at and said in the same breaths of Daschle and Gebhardt, unless you get off your cabooses and do your job. Impeach A.G. Barr, get him out of that position, because he's doing far more damage to this country than you want to acknowledge at this point. As the Attorney General, he's basically doing everything he in his power to help out Trump. Get rid of A.G. Barr and then start the impeachment process on Trump. You got enough. It's just you're cowards, and that's really what the problem is. Am I clear on this? Is anyone mixing any words? I don't think so. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Sitka Salmon Shares was created 7 years ago for the Midwesterner wanting better seafood. Here's how it works. First, visit sitkasalmonshares.com and enroll in a membership fit for you. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Then our fishermen in Southeast Alaska catch your share, fillet, and blast freeze with care and send them to your front door, all with delicious recipes. It's that simple. Enroll now at sitkasalmonshares.com and use code AM950 for $25 off.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Looking to experience the Northwoods and Boundary Waters? Big Bear Lodge is the perfect choice. May and June are a perfect time to spot some moose as well as have great fishing. Mention AM950 during May and you'll receive 10% off when you book the Dakota Cabin, a cozy cabin perfect for couples or a single person looking to unplug and unwind. Find out more about this great getaway and see their authentic modern woodsy cabins at BigBearLodgeMN.com. That's BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Hey, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and muckraking host of The Bradcast, heard weeknights right here on AM 950. Whether it's photo ID restrictions, bad voting machines, or plain old voter intimidation, we will expose all of the latest schemes, frauds, and much more. Right here on The Bradcast with me, Brad Friedman.
And me, Desi Doyen.
Whatever. Every weeknight at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Get a smoking hot deal on a new grill this weekend during Grill Expo at Warner's Stellion. We'll have the best gas, charcoal, and pellet grills fired up so you can see and smell them all in action. Buy at the lowest price guaranteed, then get free assembly, free delivery, free haulaway, 18 months interest-free financing, and three free products from no-name meats and seafood. Don't miss Grill Expo from 10 to 4 Saturday and noon to 4 Sunday at all Warner's Stellion stores.
People wanting to run me as president for president in 2020.
Ah! McNeil Stein, 2020.
Oh, I don't know if I take Jeff. I maybe like Secretary of Agriculture. There you go. I Fugelsang, look into those dreamy eyes every night.
You got to appoint Stein to something. What would we put him in charge?
Secretary of Agriculture.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I make Schechter the chief of staff. Fugelsang will be Veep.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. It's, put Stephanie in the brand new cabinet position, Secretary of Women's Rights. How about we get that one done? About damn time. I like this idea. Wait a minute here.
You gotta come up with your own cabinet of guests here, yeah.
I can tell you this right now. It as much of it as a joke for the idea of me to run for the White House is it would be a joke. The reality is that I wouldn't be taking any of this crap. I really wouldn't. That if I had an opposition party that was 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 doing this kind of, you know, stuff that to the party and making us look bad, I would basically tell my own Democratic leaders, you either find a way to get in there and fight, or else I'll demand that you get replaced. I'll just state that I have lost, you know, faith in your ability to run, because if these guys are going to a knife fight with water balloons, and it's just disturbing. And that's the best way to say it. They're going to a knife fight with water balloons. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I will say I will not be here on Monday. We'll have the Alan Miller Experience in for us that Monday, so enjoy that. Of course, and the reason why is that the colonoscopy. I'm getting a colonoscopy. I turned 50, and this is one of these preventive maintenance things that they say to get done. And yes, there is, it's going to get icky. I'm not looking forward to the prep process, but at the same time, there's no way in the world the prep process would be worse than me finding out I have stage 4 colon cancer. So I'm pretty okay with getting this done. It has been brought to my attention, as we've talked about this, we haven't talked about the fact that there are an insane amount of Americans who cannot get a, you know, preventive maintenance, you know, on certain things, that there is a limited amount of, you know, preventive maintenance stuff that's out there, especially since the Republicans have been fighting against the Affordable Care Act. And I think that in our society, we should have mandatory, it should be free. It should be free. Mammograms should be free. Colonoscopy should be free. You know, I think an annual checkup should be free. I think, you know, your flu shot should be free. I absolutely do. I think because we as a society work better when we're healthier. End of story, end of discussion. We really do. And so I'm not going to miss the fact that there are a lot of people that, you know, are staying away from getting this done because of cost and the feeling that, you know, my insurance is only going to cover part of it. Well, I can understand that. I would still highly recommend getting it done. The process here, the whole point of us talking about this week is to demystify this to a point, you know? So I'm good. I'm eating a low fiber diet. Not a high fiber diet, a low fiber diet. It's kind of like the reverse of what we've been told. I'm supposed to eat low fiber now. So I've been freebasing the Twinkies all day long. Delicious. I lead a healthy lifestyle, people. Then on Sunday, I start the, you know, non-solid diet. And it's quite literally what it is. You cannot have any juices or anything like that that you can't see through. So they say, you know, if you're the only juices that you should have are like white grape juice or apple juice or white cranberry juice or something like that. I get to have chicken broth, not stock. Stock's a little heavy, so I got to have chicken broth. That's gonna be my main source of caloric intake. And then that evening, I basically, if you've ever had some flow issues, you might have taken some over-the-counter medication. I'm basically like 10 timesing it. That I've been reading through, like, you want me to take how much of this stuff? And basically the suggestion is, and be sitting on the toilet. Okay, off I go. Go team, go. So that begins on Sunday night. That takes me to Monday. Then 4 hours beforehand, after I've been drinking all this water and all this stuff, I basically drink my final shot of medication. And, you know, this is the final pinata. Hey, candy for everyone. So I get that done. I cannot have anything, no water, no nothing for 4 hours. And then it's IMAX time. Ooh, endgame indeed. I just realized the double entendre. I guarantee you this version of Endgame is not going to have any sequels. Well, not until at least my next screening. So that's what happens. But here's the good news is that as soon as they're done, and they basically look at it. They'll send a camera up and they look around. If there are any polyps they're concerned about, they'll remove them. If there's anything else that's concerning, they'll remove that and do testing on it. And then as soon as they're done, as soon as I'm done, I'm back to eating regular food almost immediately. So I think that who's going to be EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week next week?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Let me shuffle through my briefs here. Oh, well, Burger Mo's, man.
Of course.
I'm heading over to Burger Mo's right afterwards. I need 17 of everything now. Medium rare. Oh, so that's my adventure. So there you go. And I'll fill in everyone on what happens when I come back on Monday. I'll give you the full details. But please, if you're 50 or older, you've not had a colonoscopy, get one done. It is a good thing to have happen. Thanks to Alan Miller and everyone here for letting me get this done. And I'll be back on Tuesday. Let's get Jim in here really quick before we go to break. Jim is in St. Joseph, wants to chime in. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, these Democrats that are afraid to impeach Trump, I think it's because it was an investigation that never should have taken place in the first place that he supposedly obstructed justice about.
Oh, no. Well, and Jim, I'm going to let you know. No, if you read the Mueller report, Mueller says I can't clear him of obstruction of justice. But because the Department of Justice guide rules, I can't indict him either. So basically what he's saying is I would indict him if I didn't have this rule saying I couldn't. And as far as nothing else going on, Jim, oh, for God's sakes, man. Everyone knows the Russians were interfering in the American election to try to get Trump winning. And that alone should be the end of him. But the fact that there were so many times, how many times has the Trump administration lied over and over again about connections to Russia? And now in Manafort, my God, his testimony, he was handing all the campaign information right over to Russian oligarchs and the GRU. Don't give me this crud. Who is that guy? Who am I thinking of?
Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos, yeah. Papadopoulos was in a bar in London trying to brag to an Australian embassy person, yep, that we've had, It's nuts. It's you sitting there and saying it's not. But you see, it's guys like Jim and St. Joseph are the reason why you got to get rid of Barr. It's because he's like, Barr said he's not innocent. It was a witch hunt. Dude, there's witches everywhere, man. This is like freaking Salem in 1680. There's witches every freaking where. And you, because you just want your hardest to say that the rotten toadstool of a crap fest of a president that you backed, who's guilty and crooked as the day is long, is the reincarnation of Lincoln himself. Well, bye. Bye. Sandy and Ann, hold on. I'll get your calls in after the break, please. He's a simple little innocent victim who only lies 9 to 10 times every day. God. But you see, this is why what Pelosi and Schumer are doing is inexcusable, because the longer they drag their heels and I think we need another focus group, the longer basically guys like that guy in St. Joseph gets to say, there's nothing that ever happened. Now, pardon me while my farm is foreclosed on because the Chinese don't buy any of my product anymore. Go, Trump! This is the world that we're living in right now. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the urban dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an urban dog.
The urban dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The urban dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
On Tuesday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m., Temple Israel in Minneapolis invites you to join them for Voices 2019, their premier annual event. This year's voices will be Anna Navarro and Van Jones. Anna Navarro is a well-known Republican strategist, political analyst, and contributor to CNN and ABC's The View. And Van Jones is an activist, author, CNN political contributor, and host of CNN's Van Jones Show. This event will be moderated by Barack Obama-appointed ambassador to Morocco, Sam Kaplan. All are encouraged and welcome to attend this intriguing dialogue. General admission tickets are $50, and doors for general admission open at 7 p.m. Sponsorship opportunities are available for a private reception and dinner with the speakers prior to the program. Purchase a silver sponsorship to savor wine and hors d'oeuvres, or a gold sponsorship to enjoy wine and dinner with Anna and Van. Sponsorships start at just $500. Tuesday, May 21st is approaching quickly, and the event is selling out fast. Call and secure your seats today at 612-374-0342. Visit templeisrael.com/benefit for more information.
You know, there is a certain level of delusion that you can have the Mueller report where Bob Mueller, if you've actually read the report, Mueller says, I wish I could clear him of obstruction of justice, but I cannot do so. And that basically, and Mueller, or excuse me, that Barr lied about Mueller's report because he said, well, he wasn't, the Department of Justice rules about not indicting a president didn't affect him. He's directly said that they did affect him. He said that he didn't want Congress, you know, Barr said that Mueller didn't want Congress to investigate. Mueller directly wanted Congress to investigate, to actually follow through, because he felt that there had been a crime that had been committed. And that the reason why Barr is in trouble for lying to Congress is because we now know of the conversations and memos that were sent to from Mueller to Barr, where Mueller said, you are completely misrepresenting my report. But you listen to the guy from St. Joseph, he's like, he's an innocent guy. Witch hunt. I'm sure the guy also has a thousand reasons why he really didn't like Barack Obama that have nothing to do with the color of Barack Obama's skin. But you know what? I'm not going to buy that either. Needless to say, if you put Barr on trial and say, did you lie under oath? And he says, you know he wants to do the Jack Nicklaus, A Few Good Men. You're dang right I did. Well, then, okay, so long, farewell. Here's your consolation prize. Bye-bye. He wants to do it. He wants to admit it. He wants to, you know, and let him do so, and let him then get thrown out as the attorney general. But for God's sakes, I mean, this is the reason why ineffectual Democratic leadership, it's leading to guys like that who are convinced that even though every farm around them is being foreclosed on because of this unnecessary trade war, that Trump's still the greatest guy ever because he's not that other guy who is black. Oh, I got a good story about that when I come back here in just a second here. Great Wall, just north of 50th in France, basically 46th in France and Edina. Fantastic Szechuan and Peking dishes. Fantastic menu as well. Call ahead. Get stuff to go. It is Great Wall Restaurant US. GreatWallRestaurant.us. 952-946-6205. Sandy is in Excelsior. She's been holding forever. Welcome on in, Sandy. Hi, Sandy. How are you? Sandy, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Sandy. Hello? Yeah.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you quickly that, because my granddaughter's getting off the bus now, I'm 78, and I've had colonoscopics regularly, and it's no sweat. I'm sure you got a great doctor, and my doctor used to play classical music. I had earphones on and classical music going, and it was a piece of cake, so don't worry, because you're so right. You're doing an excellent job of preparing people because, boy, you don't have one of those. That's not good for your future.
Thanks, Sandy. So, I appreciate the phone call. All my best to your granddaughter, and have a great weekend out there. My doctor, I believe, is going to be playing a lot of Sir Mix-a-Lot. So, Annie is in Minneapolis, wanted to chime in. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi. I have Crohn's disease, and I've had more colonoscopies than I can count.
Okay.
My advice to you is save Bergamot's for later in the week.
Okay.
go home and have some toast and have a nap.
A nap. Well, I let's face it, my life is not exactly hectic. I have a nap usually, so I think I can take I can take your suggestion pretty easily. Thanks, Annie. I appreciate it, and thank you very much for the phone call, 952-946-6205. Hey, a few things. First of all, I want to mention that in case you've missed it, I think that actually the Democrats and Governor Walz are doing what they need to do. And Melissa Hortman, and then that they're basically standing up to the Republicans. The reason why I say that is there's been frantically this effort to get a bill passed that will keep government operating and open if there is no agreement on the new budget spending by the time the deadline comes through, which I believe is July 1st. Though there's a frantic element, there's a bipartisan effort to get a bill passed that basically keeps the government open and running in that time. And so we'll have to see. That tells me, and the fact that you are not hearing of any kind of movement one way or the other, that things are I think that the Democrats are standing up and they're saying, no, you have to make some concessions. And the Republicans are saying, no, we're never going to make concessions ever. Yeah. And so I'm paraphrasing. But I'm glad you are. This is what you need to do, because if they're not willing to come, I'm tired of Democrats who say, I'll give you 95% of what you like as long as you let me have a sip of your drink. Is that okay? I'm tired of that. You know, you have power. And one of the truth is, I don't have a lot of doubt that both Melissa Hortman and Governor Walz are like, yeah, we got the power here. You need the House. You need the governor's office. You need these signatures. It can't just be your way. So the Senate's basically saying no. And once again, it could be a situation where the Senate will shut down the government. They just want this medical provider tax to go sunset so that basically we don't have funds for lower income health care. I mean, they will feel like, I mean, you know, Gazelka's already said he felt that that's a huge win that they were able to get a sunset clause in that on that tax. And so, you know, it could be a situation where they will shut down the state government for an extended period of time because they just want to get rid of that one tax. And so poor people, it sucks to be you, but no health care for you, courtesy of the Minnesota Republican Party. We'll see. They're going to all be on Almanac tonight. I might have to catch a little bit of that. The bogged down in the sprawling trade disputes with the U.S. rival China, Trump took steps Friday to ease tensions with other people by lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum and delaying auto tariffs that would hurt Japan and Europe. By removing the metal tariffs on Canada and Mexico, Trump cleared a key roadblock to North American trade pact his team negotiated last year. Now, I want to hold off here. Quick second here. Let's recap a little bit, because this actually is a really bad thing if you're in Minnesota and you're an Iron Ranger. Because let's remember, you guys love this you know, stopping of the trade of no steel coming in. This is going to get American taconite. This is American taconite was going to be, you know, the number one steel. We're going to have foundries reopen across the country. It was going to be the 1940s America once again. We are going to be putting out slabs of steel, even though most of the steel production in the world does not happen in the United States. But that was the feeling, that if you put all these import tariffs on it and basically you give no, you know, the people that use the steel no other option but to buy American steel, that basically the American steel taconite industry and foundries will come back into existence in the United States, and American steel will be the number one. But the reality is the pressure from the international business associations were that they need that cheaper steel. That's their entire baseline is built on cheaper products, not American products. And that's just the ugly truth. And that is something that should be called out. I mean, American business, as much as they say we're proud American business, the reality is they need cheaper product than what it would take to pay for a livable wage for someone in America to make it. They need this slave labor produced steel. So not only did the American steel industry not take off again, because once again, no foundries were, you know, retrofitted, no foundries were started, no foundries were built. That basically they were still getting, they were still paying the tariffs on the incoming steel and getting that, and now they're tired of paying the tariffs. So they basically told Trump, we'll start giving out every dime we got to the Democrats unless you guys get rid of this. So all of a sudden they're getting rid of it. But a reminder on this tough guy negotiating, specifically with Canada, We are allowing an insane amount of Canadian-built cars into the United States. In return, Johnny Tough Guy Negotiations got a minor increase in dairy distribution. But it's minor. It surely does not offset the amount of cars and the money involved in that coming into the United States. So your only other negotiating pin was this steel, and now you've just given up on it. Okay. And by the way, once again, it even gets worse for the taconite miners in Minnesota. And the reason why is the number one country that used to take our taconite was China. And China right now is not exactly opening their arms to our products right now. So now, not only do you have cheap steel reflooding the U.S. market from non-U.S. countries, not only do you not have American foundries firing back up again, but now the taconite product that we have that needs to be transformed into steel doesn't really have a market for its sale either. So in case you're missing my point, we can add not only were the farmers who voted for Trump, good job, idiots. Now I can look at the miners in northern Minnesota who voted for Trump and say, good job, idiots. Both of you guys have sacrificed your own industries just because we hated Obama. We hated him. Hated Hillary, too. But we gave him Trump. Well, that's going to be nice to know. When your mine is shut down, when in northern Minnesota, because that sulfur mine, everything's poisoned, and when all the farms are foreclosed on because there's no product and there's no market for your product anymore, you can all wrap yourself in the warmth of your hatred for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That will keep you warm at night because you're not going to have any damn thing else. Because, let's face it, you voted for Trump, you're idiots. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. When we come on back, speaking of the origins of all this stuff, I want this fantastic article that came on out. I'll share this with you when I do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
You know me as the carpet connoisseur of AM 950. At home, I have a whole zoo. 7 parakeets, 3 guinea pigs, and a chihuahua. Understand now why I'm such a big fan of Zero Res? They get rid of every splotch, every stain, every accident for my little critters. Before Zero Res, I used to move furniture to cover up my spots. Now my carpet is spectacular. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchka, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
The Minneapolis Farmers Market has the best selection of plants for your gardens, the freshest produce, meats, and farmstead goods. You'll find meat vendors, some homestead vendors, and greenhouse vendors in the early part of spring. Plus, there will be fresh produce when the weather gets warmer. The Hennepin County Government Center Market is open Tuesdays. The Nicollet Mall Market is open on Thursdays. And the 312 East Lindell Market is open daily from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. More details at mplsfarmersmarket.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, experience the thrill of the grill at Warner Stellion's Grill Expo this weekend. Enjoy tasty samples, the lowest grill prices of the year. Minnesota's grill headquarters is Warner Stellion. Definitely the time of year for that, and I will be getting some grilling going too. I will be doing that myself. 952-946-6205. I want to read this exceptional article that came out of Politico because, all right, I watched my father-in-law, who passed away a few years ago, transform before my eyes. The man, when Barack Obama became president, became a very different person. And the way I've described it is, it's imagine you have a dad who tells his daughter, guess what? You can date anyone you want. Anyone you want. Because I love you, you're my little princess. And then his daughter brings home an African-American man. And all of a sudden he realizes, because he's never been presented with this, hey, wait a minute here. I actually have some real big problems with this. It's unresolved racism. And that is part of a good chunk of the problem of this country right now is unresolved racism, is that people want to wallow in the stereotypes and the stigmatisms of racism and bigotry and anti-Semitism, and they prefer to be there than enlighten themselves. And where most of these people would not go up and start discriminating against a minority to their face, some of them have. I mean, that's what we've seen since the age of Trump started, is these delusional white guys screaming at people's faces, sending fake bombs around. They're just out of control. Most people I don't think are there, but they've come to basically feel as if their racism is righteous and justified. And it is. That's what they feel it is. I mean, they feel as if that is their motivation. And if you're going to fight these people, you have to understand what you're fighting. And this is why I said don't even try to convert these people. If you're a moderate Republican or moderate Democrat, don't start thinking your first step is to get 100 Republicans to vote for you, because they're not going to. Because they're the dad whose daughter came home with a black eye and they realize they have a lot of issues here. So they're not going to come over to their way of thinking. And as long as they feel as if their racism is righteous and just, they're not going to address that. This article in Politico has to do with the religious right and the rise of the religious right. And the fact that they have wrapped themselves in this idea of it's Roe v. Wade is what it is. And I'm going to read from this article. One of the most durable myths in recent history is that the religious right, the coalition of conservative evangelicals and fundamentalists, emerged as a political movement in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing abortion. The tale goes something like this. Evangelicals, who had been politically quiet for decades, were so morally outraged by Roe that they have resolved to organize in order to overturn it. The myth of origins is oft repeated in the movement leaders. In 2005 book, Jerry Falwell, the firebrand fundamentalist preacher, recounts his distress upon learning about the ruling in January 23rd, 1973, and blah, blah, blah. Basically, they all went out and they said it was because of this that the religious right rose. That's not true. It turns out the religious right movement, can trace its political roots back to a court ruling, but not Roe v. Wade. In May of 1969, a group of African-American parents in Holmes County, Mississippi, sued the Treasury Department to prevent three new whites-only K-12 private academies from securing full tax-exempt status, arguing that their discriminatory policies prevented them from being considered charitable institutions. The schools had been founded in the mid-1960s in response to the desegregation of public schools set in motion by the Brown versus Board of Education decision of 1954. So basically what had happened is, white people, especially in the South, started, you know, you see it to a point still today, white flight, when the people are moving out of a school district that has a slightly higher minority population into almost a lily white school. You know, same thing happened at this. So they basically started their own private schools and then tried to get tax exempt status on this. The response to the desegregation of public schools set in motion by the Brown versus Board of Education decision of 1954. In 1969, the first year of desegregation, the number of white students enrolled in public schools in Holmes County dropped from 771 to 28. The following year, that number fell to zero. In Green versus Kennedy, David Kennedy was Secretary of the Treasury at the time. They decided in January 1970, the plaintiffs won a preliminary injunction which denied the Segregation Academy's tax-exempt status until further review. In the meantime, the government was solidifying its position on such schools. Later that year, Nixon ordered Internal Revenue Service to enact a new policy denying tax exemptions to all segregated schools in the United States under the provision of the Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, which forbade racial segregation and discrimination. Discriminatory schools were not, by definition, charitable educational organizations and therefore had no claims to tax-exempt status. Similarly, donations to such organizations would no longer qualify as tax-deductible contributions. So that's where this rose. The religious right wants to wrap themselves in this idea, we were just minding our own business until Roe v. Wade. No, they were minding their own business until, well, they were not minding their own business. They were frantically trying to get the white kids out of public schools because their black kids were coming. And then they basically were upset and furious because how dare we not create a tax, a school that basically was a charitable institution, henceforth got the tax exempt status. And when we stopped that from happening, giving racist tax exemptions, they went nuts. That is the beginning of this problem. That is where we're at. But like everything else in today, it's racism that's wrapped in a different story that sounds like it's good, but the reality is it's not the real story. It's not the real story. How many people do you know hated Barack Obama? And they hated Barack Obama because his color of his skin was black. And how dare the black president not ask for not say thank you to white America? How dare he? And you'd confront them on this and they say, well, the real problem is the deficit. Matt, I have no problem with the color of Barack Obama's skin. It's the deficit which is the problem. See, a little cover out there. Funny story, Trump has actually decimated the deficit far worse than Obama ever did. How many of those deficit hawks have you heard from criticizing Trump? Zero? Because that's as many as I've heard from. As a matter of fact, I've actually confronted a few of them and they've actually unfriended me on Facebook. Like, so long, I can see you and your racism. That's what we're dealing with. And the longer we candy coat this as some sort of nuanced argument, it's not. These people on the right, whether religious or not, they look at America and they see a growing African-American population that is just starting to get, the beginnings of some levels of equity. And they see a rising Latino population. They see a rising Asian population. And they see the Native Americans are starting to get more traction with their arguments about how they were treated. And they see the Jewish faith and the Muslim faith are getting more traction. And the GLBTQ community is getting more traction. And they're terrified because this ain't the white world they grew up in. So they create some sort of fake argument that Trump is nuanced when its reality is they've got bigotry and they like it and they wrap themselves in it and they find the weakest excuse to validate themselves. Fight that. Keep fighting back. Do that as well as you can. I am back on Tuesday. I'm in for a fun weekend. Until Tuesday, see ya.